My name is Michael Case, and I work with Kiera Consulting, and we do C++ programming.
Cool. What sort of C++ programming do you guys do?
We do a variety of different things. We have several of the Boost authors are part of our team, and so we do a lot of metaprogramming or other library development for companies.
Very cool. How long have you been there?
It's my company.
And, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so we've been there for a while. We've been doing this for almost 10 years now.
Okay, cool. Nice. Very cool. What did you do before that?
Before that, I was a director of engineering over at a company that did ground-based weather systems.
Wow, that's very interesting. I think you're the first I've had who's worked in that. Very cool. So as a speaker in the conference, when did you have your talk?
My talk was on Wednesday morning.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so
right
in the middle of the conference, so I guess you got to enjoy the latter half, but maybe you had to prepare a little bit before there. Cool. How did it go? The talk?
Yes.
How did it go?
The talk went really well. My talk was on canonical class, so it's a question that I get a lot when I'm consulting with people. How with the new language, what do I do with all these new features? Where in the world what do I do with move constructors and assignment operators? And it used to be so easy in the old days to write a class. It was kind of a checklist and a recipe on how to put one together. Mm-hmm. And now it has become quite a bit more complex. So we talked about that.
Tell us a little more. Yeah,
so the basics, at least from my point of view, is to think about it. There are a lot of rules. The rule of four, the rule of five, the rule of three, the rule of zero. A lot of people have rules that they want to put together, but at the end of the day, we're engineers and developers, and we need to think about each of the decisions that we make. And so we talked about some guidelines, and from that point of view, guidelines and what the trade-offs are on each of the decisions we might make and the implications of them for performance, as well as just readability.
Hmm. Very cool. So how's the conference been for you, the first CPPCon ever? Have you been to the other C++ related conferences?
So I'm part of the organizing group for C++ Now also.
Okay.
And this conference is great. This has been just an absolutely wonderful week. And
awesome.
If I could replay it again next week, I would. I'm not quite tired yet.
So
I could do one more week. I have a little bit left in me.
Wow, that's impressive.
Drain that out.
Have you been going to all the morning sessions as well?
I have,
That's morning to night.
It's been great. It's 8 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's over a 12-hour day.
Getting together with some people a little bit afterwards.
5 days.
Very enjoyable.
Very cool. So how long have you been in, how long have you been doing stuff with C++? Do you have if you don't have a number, do you have a year, which I guess is also a number?
Well, they're almost related, right? Yeah. So I've been developing C++ for just about 25 years now.
Wow.
So I came in while it was still the annotated reference manual worked through that.
Very
it's
a cool.
Great language, though.
Anything about you and C++ you want to share with our audience?
I think the language is definitely become a new thing. It used to be C++ was a slow moving thing, and it is a new language. It's there's a lot of excitement about it. I do C++ training for a lot of companies, and there is just great excitement about the language as it is now in C++ 11 and what's coming up in 14 and where it's moving, and people are bringing it back in-house, and that's really great to see. So as somebody who's passionate about the language.
Question for you. So back when you were using C++,
way back
in the day, were you aware that C++ was going to be a dynamic language, one that would change so much, over a decade, right? Was that the impression that C++ developers had a language back in the day?
Well, I think we were really shocked at the amount of changes that were coming. So compilers were slow to bring things up. Templates were very finicky and hard to use. And so while the standard came out and there were a lot of things proposed, or a lot of things, I should say, that were in the standard, it took a long time for implementation to occur. So it seemed like for a while we were having constantly new features that we could utilize and abuse. And then at some point it just lulled, right? And the language is static, it's not going to move again.
And so after C++ 98.
So after 98, we were just I guess maybe it's not going to do anything again, and maybe it's going to die, but except for a few of us left in the world. But
cool.
I love the new standard, it's great.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thanks so much for coming by and for talking to us. Glad to hear that your conference experience seems to have been a pretty positive one.
Yeah, great.
Thanks so much, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.